listening.
You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. Now turn to section one. Section one.
Quiet, please. Right, okay. So today I'm going to give you some advice to help you prepare for the exams next week. So make some notes as I'm talking, please. Everybody ready? Now, while you're studying, eat food that gives you energy. Don't be tempted to eat sweets or drink cola. Now, sugar won't help you study, but fruit and cereals will. Apples, actually, are especially good. Find a comfortable place with plenty of light when you study, but not too comfortable or you'll fall asleep. Try and keep a positive mind. It is easier to study when you are positive and relaxed. Now, if you start feeling anxious, have a little break. Go out for a stroll around the block. Don't try to learn everything. There isn't time. Just choose the important things, the things that will get you the most points in an exam. Now, if you aren't sure about this, ask me. First, learn the main ideas and don't worry too much about the details. If you have time, you can come back later and read the details. Make notes of these key points and read them. Then cover them up and try to remember all the points. Now, it might be boring, but repetition helps you to remember. Use past exam papers to study. They will help you understand what kind of questions come up. There are plenty of past exam papers in the library. You can photocopy them and take them home. Take regular breaks while you're studying. A 5-minute break every half hour is usually enough. Get some fresh air and stretch your arms and legs. Drink a glass of water too. It's important to keep hydrated. And last but not least, good luck. I'm sure you'll all do your best.
Now listen again.
Morning, everyone! Quiet, please. Right, okay. So today I'm going to give you some advice to help you prepare for the exams next week. So make some notes as I'm talking, please. Everybody ready? Now, while you're studying, eat food that gives you energy. Don't be tempted to eat sweets or drink cola. Now, sugar won't help you study, but fruit and cereals will. Apples, actually, are especially good. Find a comfortable place with plenty of light when you study. But not too comfortable, or you'll fall asleep. Try and keep a positive mind. It is easier to study when you are positive and relaxed. Now, if you start feeling anxious, have a little break. Go out for a stroll around the block. Don't try to learn everything. There isn't time. Just choose the important things, the things that will get you the most points in an exam. Now, if you aren't sure about this, ask me. First, learn the main ideas and don't worry too much about the details. If you have time, you can come back later and read the details. Make notes of these key points and read them. Then cover them up and try to remember all the points. Now, it might be boring, but repetition helps you to remember. Use past exam papers to study. They will help you understand what kind of questions come up. There are plenty of past exam papers in the library. You can photocopy them and take them home. Take regular breaks while you're studying. A 5-minute break every half hour is usually enough. Get some fresh air and stretch your arms and legs. Drink a glass of water too. It's important to keep hydrated. And last but not least, good luck! I'm sure you'll all do your best.
That is the end of section one. Now turn to section two. Section two.
There's no place in the world quite as famous for its culture as Great Britain. The traditional wedding ceremony is one of its highlights. The ceremony begins with a flower girl strewing daisies along the path to the church, followed in close succession by the bride, accompanied by her bridesmaids. It is considered good luck for a chimney sweep to kiss the bride as she emerges from the church. Rain is also considered an omen of good luck on the morning of the wedding ceremony. The wedding ring is itself an English custom. King Edward VI, who ruled during the 15th century, designated the third finger of the left hand as the official wearing place for all wedding rings within his kingdom. Though the earliest rings were probably made of iron, in time the golden wedding bands came to represent the new family's wealth. There is typically no rehearsal dinner, but brides do hold a hen party the night before, while the groom's friends will cheer his good luck at a stag party at the same time. On the wedding day, the ceremony is held promptly at noon. Brides and grooms recite their vows under the doorway to the chapel, so that anyone who might want to see the wedding can watch it take place. After the ceremony, the guests accompany the new couple to a wedding breakfast. Good food and drink is then served to all the attendants.
Now listen again.
There's no place in the world quite as famous for its culture as Great Britain. The traditional wedding ceremony is one of its highlights. The ceremony begins with a flower girl strewing daisies along the path to the church, followed in close succession by the bride, accompanied by her bridesmaids. It is considered good luck for a chimney sweep to kiss the bride as she emerges from the church. Rain is also considered an omen of good luck on the morning of the wedding ceremony. The wedding ring is itself an English custom. King Edward VI, who ruled during the 15th century, designated the third finger of the left hand as the official wearing place for all wedding rings within his kingdom. Though the earliest rings were probably made of iron, in time the golden wedding bands came to represent the new family's wealth. There is typically no rehearsal dinner, but brides do hold a hen party the night before, while the groom's friends will cheer his good luck at a stag party at the same time. On the wedding day, the ceremony is held promptly at noon. Brides and grooms recite their vows under the doorway to the chapel, so that anyone who might want to see the wedding can watch it take place. After the ceremony, the guests accompany the new couple to a wedding breakfast. Good food and drink is then served to all the attendants.
That is the end of section 2. Now turn to section 3. Section 3.
Once upon a time, a woman was cooking. She was making a fire. She lit up her coals with straw and was going to cook some beans. Unbeknownst to her, one of the beans fell to the ground and landed beside a straw. After this, a coal popped out of the fire and landed beside the bean and the straw. All three of them got to talking about how lucky they were. The three decided that they must go off on their own in order to be free and escape death. They left the woman's house and soon came to a stream. They didn't know how they were going to get across. The straw decided that it would lay itself across the stream and the coal and the bean could walk across. The straw situated itself and the coal was the first to walk across. Halfway across the stream, the coal got nervous and stopped moving. The coal stood still for too long and burnt the straw in half. Both the straw and coal went to their deaths in the stream. The bean found all of this funny for some reason and started to laugh. The bean laughed so hard that she split herself open. This was unfortunate, and the bean almost certainly would have died had it not been for a tailor who was close by. The tailor saw what happened and decided to do a good deed and sew the bean back up. He used black thread, and to this day, beans have had a black seam.
Now listen again.
Once upon a time, a woman was cooking. She was making a fire. She lit up her coals with straw and was going to cook some beans. Unbeknownst to her, one of the beans fell to the ground and landed beside a straw. After this, a coal popped out of the fire and landed beside the bean and the straw. All three of them got to talking about how lucky they were. The three decided that they must go off on their own in order to be free and escape death. They left the woman's house and soon came to a stream. They didn't know how they were going to get across. The straw decided that it would lay itself across the stream and the coal and the bean could walk across. The straw situated itself, and the coal was the first to walk across. Halfway across the stream, the coal got nervous and stopped moving. The coal stood still for too long and burnt the straw in half. Both the straw and coal went to their deaths in the stream. The bean found all of this funny for some reason and started to laugh. The bean laughed so hard that she split herself open. This was unfortunate, and the bean almost certainly would have died had it not been for a tailor who was close by. The tailor saw what happened and decided to do a good deed and sew the bean back up. He used black thread, and to this day, beans have had a black seam.
That is the end of the listening test.